It's 5 minutes past one, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
And thank you to all listeners in Sydney, Australia, overseas for staying with us and listening to us regularly every Friday from 12 to 2 p.m. Darren and I, we are always endeavoring to bring the guests which are true unsung business heroes, the people who don't have the glitter around themselves, a Hollywood, you know, smile, but they are bringing the exclusivity with a credibility, authority. And today we have the second guest in studio, a part of the Dr. Joe Isaac, alive again, always, never miss it.
Another guest in studio. Only have three in the studio.
Yeah, but
how's that possible?
It's possible because of your magic. You squeeze him into the cables from the Taiwan.
The electrons.
Electrons.
Like Star Trek,
yes, it's like. So we are lucky to have a fourth person in studio, back into normal, sort of normal, and he's coming to in studio with us, Daniel Tolson, directly from Taiwan. Hello, Daniel.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. Thanks for having me. Pleasure to be back.
How was the weather in Taiwan? Tell us.
It's just a crazy season.
What do you mean?
To get typhoons and earthquakes.
Earthquakes and typhoons?
Yep, this is the typhoon season. So we start to get some really big winds, big rains coming through. And the other day we had a earthquake. So my wife was washing the dishes and then she ran into my office and hid under my desk with her washing gloves on.
That's not a pleasant situation, eh? But Daniel, let me introduce you our guest from the first hour who stayed with us in the studio, Dr. Joe Isaac. I'm pretty sure you guys are going to make a good relationship between each other. And Daniel, I know your expertise, but you're bringing us something new, a part of $1,000 worth of prizes giveaway. So Daniel, what are we going to talk today about? What do you have something for us and our listeners?
Well, one of the things that everybody wants in their life is to be the best they can possibly be. Mm-hmm. And I have a piece of artificial intelligence that makes you smarter, that helps you reduce your stress and achieve your goals faster. And I want to get this technology into the hands of your listeners so that they can become smarter and they can provide a better life for themselves and their family. And so I'm going to share with you a new piece of artificial intelligence today.
I'm upset with you. Do you know why? I'm struggling the last 3 months to finish my thesis, you know what I mean? Like, the last part, last 60,000 words. And now you have come with machine, which is going to make me smarter and everything else. So, Daniel, tell us more about this artificial intelligence machine. It's a machine or what is it? Like a software or what is it? I mean, I don't understand. Darren, what do you think?
I want to hear more.
Well, let's get into it. Everybody's 100% emotional, and emotions drive our life. So what happens with our body is we first of all have a trigger, and there's a thought. Our thoughts then produce 95% of our emotions and our feelings. And those feelings then determine the actions we do and don't take in our life. Mm-hmm. And what we need to become more aware of today is our emotions, because it's the emotions that cause the big problems in our life. And so using artificial intelligence, we can now measure your levels of emotional intelligence by measuring brain wave frequencies in your voice.
I mean, this is very solid now, because Darren and I looking at each other, Dr. Joe Isaac, he doesn't want to say.
I'm trying to think, what's the background to all this? And how someone discovered something like this?
How they can discover with the voice, you know what I mean? But you're in trouble, Darren, because you said that, you know, that Joe has a better voice than me. So, like, Daniel, please continue.
He does have a nice voice. I was listening to that before, resonating right out of the chest.
I'm quitting now, you know. I'm going to tear apart my contract. So please continue, Daniel.
Well, over the years, quantum physicists, biochemists, people studying epigenetics and psychology, they've realized that all of life is a frequency. And inside of our voice, we have frequencies, and they represent the frequencies of the brain. We can also measure the frequency of the DNA in our body and also our mental and emotional health. Mm-hmm. And so this technology, years ago, it started by measuring brainwave activity, and now we measure brainwave activity through the voice. And then what happens is the artificial intelligence, with more than 100,000 case studies, then combines the voice recording with all the data, and it shows people their level of emotional intelligence, 9 different personality styles, what makes them stressed, how fast they move, how fast they start, what happens when they get towards the end. We can identify up to 481 emotional triggers with a 90-second voice recording and then share with you your personality style. So this piece of technology gets deep into the mind.
Look, there's, you know, I know you're the world most leading expert in emotional intelligence, but, you know, there's nobody better to ask about these things. But may I ask Dr. Joe Isaac right now, Joe, why emotion is important to us? I mean, I know Daniel is going to be asked this question as well, but why are emotions important to us? Why are we using emotions for decision-making?
Let me answer this in a form of a question.
Well, thank you, Dr. Joe.
Let me answer it in a form of a question. How do you think our wrinkles on our face get formed?
Becoming old?
Well, that's the result, but the formation of it. It's essentially chemical reactions in the body, chemical materials inside the body, frequent facial movements. That's why if you see someone that has got more of this part, that means they're normally a smiley person. If they have wrinkles here, there's chemical reactions that happens inside the body. Those chemical reactions regulate how we look and regulate how you feel. And another important thing, the difference between emotions and feelings. And most of the time, a lot of people don't see the fine line between the two. Emotions is an external stimuli coming to you. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean anything. But the feeling is the interpretation of that. So if someone said something bad to you or appears to be bad, I've already made the feeling happen because I judged it, I interpreted it. But it's not necessarily bad. And I always say, if someone says, you know, I love you, for example, that might be, I love you, I need to now, this is the emotion part. The feeling here is going to interpret that.
Yeah.
I love you, is that a good thing? Or is it a threat? Maybe somebody saying, I love you, and they really know what they're going to do to me. They're going to hurt me.
Oh my God, Joe. So Daniel, you know, if we can now, I'm shocked now.
He's going to hurt me.
Darren, you and I, we're smiling a lot. That's. I mean, we are not angry people. Well, at least I'm not, you know what I mean?
I love smiling.
Yeah, but that's true, you know what I mean? But Daniel, so as much as I like to know this, you know, how this works, and how are you going to, you know, I mean, through the voice, you know, I'm still trying to understand, you know, you explained this very well. So how is possible to somebody test this with you? What's the way?
Process is very simple. What we do is we take a 90-second voice recording, and as you talk, you could sing your favorite song. You could do your ABCs. You could count to 100. You could read a page in a book.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is there's a certain vibration that comes through your voice. And what Albert Einstein once said, he said, everything in life is a vibration. And so what we're measuring for is these vibrations. And as Joe mentioned a moment ago, he mentioned the word love. The emotional frequency for love is about 500 hertz. And through a voice recording, we can pick up that level of frequency. So all emotions have frequencies from love, which is about 500 hertz, and then you go all the way down to guilt and shame, which have a frequency of about 20 hertz. And so the voice recording picks up this vibration in the voice, and then we measure it.
Interesting, Darren. What do you think about engineer?
I'm thinking about it because, you can easily pick out different frequencies. Like audio, when you hear like a tone of some sort, it's just these tones are very small and not detectable, discernible, except by things like the software and that Daniel's talking about. So it's quite sounds quite amazing. I get it. I'd love to hear some like practical examples.
Okay, so Daniel, after the break, would you like us we record, you know, Dr. Joe Isaac voice? Darren or myself, and then we can, you can do some, you know, analysis of this, or how would you like to do this, Daniel?
Let's do it. Well, I've got some great case studies here, and I'll share with you some examples of common people who are becoming more emotionally intelligent through the use of this artificial intelligence.
Sounds great. Let's go to a break. You're on Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
Stay with us. And Daniel from the... Daniel is a fourth person in the studio. Even we are limited on three, thanks to Darren Capes Davis. And we are truly grateful having expert from Taiwan on emotional intelligence, Daniel Tolson. And Daniel, we're going to come back after the break.
Alive 90.5. 21 minutes past one, Alive 90.5. Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
And thanks to Darren, we have the fourth guest in the studio. Sorry, second guest, four people in the studio, directly from Taiwan, the emotional intelligence expert. And no, that's not any expertise that our guest from Taiwan has. It's a few other ones, but we're talking today about artificial intelligence and the voice recognition, who's going to make you very smart. I am upset with Daniel Tolson. I love him very much and very dearly, but he's discovering this machine now. Well, last 3 months I'm struggling with 30,000 votes for my thesis from, you know, whatever was number 70,000 in total. So Daniel, I know that Darren was kind enough to offer his voice for analysis. Are we ready to you analyze his voice and tell us everything about him, what we don't know deep inside?
We'll have to wait a couple of more minutes for Darren. I'm just having my team create his report at the moment.
No, that's fine. Now, let's go back to the Joe Isaac. You know, Joe, Daniel. Daniel is expert in emotional intelligence. He's the most, you know, look, like I told you, you know, I never told you this one. Maybe I did. When I saw Daniel, I told him I want to be you. Okay, not standing looking like a Daniel. But, you know, speaking about artificial intelligence and the modern day psychology and the human behavior, what do you think how artificial intelligence is going to influence the business and the human behavior, interaction in business and the humans?
It's a very interesting question. And at the moment, there are so many experts, the real experts, qualified people, but you don't know about them. The reason why you don't know about them, they are a traditional approach. They maybe teach at universities to a very limited crowd. They're not online. They're not using the artificial intelligence to get their voice out there. And the people that you were referring to before, the pretentious experts, blah, blah, they are all over the internet. Why do they have that advantage? They certainly don't lead in terms of qualifications and authority, but they understood artificial intelligence. They understood how to get more views. Mm-hmm. They understood how to play their games with the people to keep them watching their nonsense.
That's funny. It's interesting enough and funny. Daniel, maybe didn't listen first hour, but I, you know, spoke with Dr. Joe Isaac about something very, very important, that they are the number of, I'll put it, so-called experts and people without credibility, authority, putting their videos and their podcasts and you know, number of the electronic, I want to say, like, you know, Darren, help me, you know, the way to express themselves, you know, I mean, the video platforms, you know, the social media platforms, they try to pass this message, convey that message to the broader audience without authority, credibility, like yourself and Dr. Joe Isaac. Why the people doing this, Daniel? Why the people giving tips and advice, and they don't have the, how did you say, Joe, this one, they never live your life before the pain, whatever it is. And they
the general that has never been to
so
war.
Daniel, can you explain us from the emotional side, why the people love this attention to pretend they're experts, but they can misguide people? I know how many years took it you to come to that position, Dr. Joe Isaac, so why and what we need to look into those guys, they don't mislead us with their advice.
One of the things that drives human behaviors is what I call the When Harry Met Sally model of motivation.
Sorry, what? Isn't that what we got in Harry Met Sally?
The When Harry Met Sally model of motivation.
That's a new one.
And what happens in the movie When Harry Met Sally, she's having an orgasm in the restaurant.
Okay.
And the other patrons in the restaurant turn around and look and say, I want what she's having. And so what influences human behaviors is if something's working for somebody else. And if you've been on a diet and somebody looks at you and go, hey, you're doing something that's getting a result, I want to know what you're doing. I want to smoke what you're smoking. I want to eat what you're eating. And that's a big influencer to human behavior. But one of the other things that influences human behavior is ignorance. And you don't know what you don't know. And people don't know what questions to ask. So socially, at the moment, what we see on social media are these influences. And they influence people emotionally, but the general population don't know the right questions to ask. So they're heavily influenced by the emotion, not necessarily by the facts, because they don't know how to search for them.
Look, I can say from my experience, and you know, there's no secret at that one, that Daniel Tolson helped me professional level to learn a lot of things, and you know, how to express myself, how to walk, how to talk. Like, I was a 5 years old, and I'm grateful for this one. But Daniel, for the our audience, and I'm asking on Daniel's behalf, because I know Daniel won't ask this question. So in that instance, you say, like, we don't know what question to ask. What question we should ask all these gurus on LinkedIn with the videos from the car, when they talk about when you wake up in the morning, drive bicycle 20 kilometers, or wake up 4:30 in the morning?
Well, the question you want to ask is it working for them? And this is a very practical question. Is it working for you? And if it's working for them, then you've got to be able to learn from them what is working for them. And then you've got to make a decision if that's the right thing for you. You can also go to a background check. You can go to a company called Inside Intelligence. And you do a good background check.
That's true.
But, you know, it depends what people want. There's people in this world who are very theoretical, and they've got things that work really well in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
But then you've got people who are very practical and they want results in the real world. So you've got to decide what you want. Do you want theory or do you want the practical application? And there's a lot of people out there who just want the practical application. And if it works for somebody else and they can be taught and it works for them, well, they got the result.
That's
how do they research it? Well, you got to do your due diligence.
Master Dr. Joe Isaac, what do you think about people who call themselves influencers? Or they want to be influencers, right? Okay. I mean, like, we're talking about social media right now. We're talking, it doesn't matter what platform it is. It can be TikTok, but there are the number of the people. And I come back to the one simple story. I think he's going to die. There was a video on YouTube, right, before you start the video. And it's advertising. There's that girl in the pool with a laptop, all wet, and she's drinking cocktail. And she says, I'm making six figure per week. And I said, like, that's not possible. I know how the business works, You don't make six figures from the pool, except you don't run some other, type of advertising. But what's in people's head on the human behavior or the brain, those who claim I'm an influencer or they try to be influencer on a social media?
Trying to be an influencer is just a term. It's more like a behavior. Some people are segments of keyboard warriors.
Uh-huh.
So without them being in person, they can portray a picture. It's all about perception. We play the game, and I think Daniel did refer to this, and I'm going to expand on this. The expansion here is, if you see someone on camera, for instance, and compare, let's say, talk about myself. For instance, mm-hmm. I'm here on camera, and then on stage with one of my seminars.
Mm-hmm.
I got a few thousands. You can't hide things from the people. You've got so many eyes on you, and you can't hold papers in your hand because it will look very, very traumatizing to some people. It's like, look at this person. They can't even remember what they're going to say. When you look at those influencers from that case, they want to have to exercise that power. And let me put this as an example for you. This is a psychological thing called framing. Okay. So in this example here, I'm going to show you this example because I'm more like Daniel. I always look for the practical application, although I know the theory and the models, but I need results. And I have something to share with you about, the measures. I always say, if you can't measure it, you can't manage it. You have to have quantitative and qualitative measure at everything you do. So let me show you how the framing effect, which is a game that you've been played every single day, and most of the time we don't notice it because it superpasses the conscious all the way to the subconscious. I have a bottle here. Actually, sanitizer is probably a good one, simple to carry. So this sanitizer here, and I have another sanitizer, they're both exactly the same copies of each other. There is no sticker on both of them. I just want you to imagine, for those people who are listening and not seeing us.
Okay.
Holding that sanitizer, identical copies, no stickers on them. And I say, these sanitizers have been recommended by 3 out of 5 doctors. This sanitizer hasn't been recommended by anybody. Which one are you more likely and inclined to buy?
3 to 5 doctors, yeah, of course.
Thank you. They are exactly
the
same.
No, I'm not lying. I will say that, yes.
This is what happens. It works on us. But they are, as I said, they're exactly the same. There are no stickers, so you don't... I'm just making sure that it's apple for apple. Mm. They're exactly the same.
It's exactly
size,
the same.
Everything.
Yeah. Well, Daniel,
no stickers.
You expanded on that one. That's very interesting.
Yeah. No stickers. All I just did, I just added that it has been recommended by 3 out of the 5 doctors. I didn't tell you who they are. I just said that it's been recommended by 3 out of 5. I'm not necessarily lying. I'm just saying that.
That on its own
is going to influence.
I have idea. But, you know, before we have the break, I think that Daniel should be ready with his analysis. Daniel, is already analysis of the Darren Capes Davis voice?
I don't know whether I should laugh or cry when I see this one.
What do you mean to say that? Well, I'm going to laugh because Darren, so like, okay, let's go make a laugh. No, we don't want to make a fun of Darren, but I would like to, we have the laugh. So tell us.
Well, let's put a frame around it first of all. We've got to understand emotional intelligence. There's 5 pillars of emotional intelligence. The first one is self-awareness. Mm-hmm. This is understanding why you think and feel the way that you do. What we know in the population, only about 36% of the adult population can accurately identify the emotions that they are feeling at any given time. And so what we seek to achieve when we're using artificial intelligence is to increase awareness. Now, something that's fascinating about increasing emotional intelligence is the person with a higher level of emotional intelligence will earn, on average, around about $39,500 Australian dollars per year more than somebody with low levels of emotional intelligence. So as we increase the self-awareness today for Darren, then he can then regulate his thoughts and feelings more effectively. The third pillar of motivation is motivation. He can then become more motivated. And these are the intrinsic motivators we're looking for. He'll also become more socially aware. He'll be able to read the emotional makeup of other people more effectively. And then, with social regulation, he'll become a far better communicator. And so, what we're seeking to do today, Darren, is to increase self-awareness. So, let me know, Darren, when you're ready to roll.
I'm ready.
I'm ready. Anyway.
Okay, we'll have some fun. You got some wonderful characteristics here. And with a 5-minute voice recording, because we did an extended report for you, we've found more than 1,441 emotional triggers. And the first thing that I'm going to have a look at here is your current level of stress. Now, one of the things that shows us here is that you don't tend to have people stress in your life. The stress that you experience is more to do with systems and processes and around your career.
This is like almost like swearing. It's true. Like, you know, as you talking this, Daniel, that machine, whatever you're using, it's accurate because I know Darren. And so far, I will say 90% accuracy. Yes.
The other thing I can see here, as we just have an overview of the report, I can see that your life force energy is really high. And so when I observe you, I was watching you in the boxing ring the other day with Maydad down at Bondi Boxing Gym, and you were light on your feet. Although you look like a T-Rex when you're boxing, you look very light on your feet. And your life force energy here has been measured at 93.2%, which is on the high side. Now, when it comes to expressing your emotions, we call this for you is extrovert first degree. And I'd like to just to check in with you and see if this is true for you. What we've discovered here is that you like to talk about your emotions. And you can come across as an extremely caring person. Would that be true for you?
Yes.
Mario, would that be true for what you know about Darren?
Absolutely. I can't answer his name this time, but yes, I can confirm this, concur. Yeah.
Wonderful. So this is something that I can understand from you. Now, if we were debriefing this in full, Darren, we'd go a little bit deeper and see how that this helps you achieve your goals. But we're just going to have an overview today. One question that I'd like is that in your life, do you find that you enjoy the support of other people? People lending a hand, helping you achieve your goals. Are you open to accepting support from the people around you?
Most definitely, yeah.
Wonderful. Excellent. So this is just a quick overview here. One of the other things I'm taking a look at now is your emotional life journey. So can I ask a personal question?
Yes, you may.
Have the past 2 to 3 years been very testing for you emotionally?
It's been an interesting journey, yes.
What some of the traumatic experiences or testing times that you've been through over the past 2 to 3 years?
Well, I've been...
He met Mario Beckers.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing, and you'll probably be able to answer this, and my response will probably come out in some other of your details, but I've been looking for opportunities because of just, needing some change, and so I did finish up work back in May, and that was full-time work at the place I was working for 20 years, and part of that was just looking for doing other things, and then exactly the same time I met Mario and Business Insights, and so it's been a lot of change to put it in a positive way.
I must say something, Daniel, it's accurate because I know that Daniel for a long time, but I know him maybe last 8 months very well, and this is the moments when I said Darren, what you're saying is true, and this is what I love about Darren. He doesn't talk too much, but he can't hide some things, so far that's good. So how are we going to make it, Darren? How are we going to make it, Darren, smarter now? How is going to make it more money?
We're going to help him become more aware and show him how to manage his emotions more effectively. And there's some key emotions here that have been triggered a lot of times for you, especially over the last 2 to 3 years, Darren. What I can see before that, probably the 20 years before that, there wasn't a lot of significant emotional triggers in your life. But in the last couple of years, I can see a lot more emotional triggers. And would it be okay if I share some of these emotions that are being triggered off for you at the moment, based on what I can see on the report?
Yeah, sure, fine.
What I can see here, and this is something that you may have awareness of, or you may not be processing it, because what it says here on your report is that the emotions that you're experiencing at the moment, the observed emotions, are not getting enough attention to straighten them out. And a couple of common emotions for you that have been identified here is the emotion of sadness. So to ask you, how often would you experience the emotion of sadness?
Every time I hear listening to Lana Del Rey, summertime sadness. Look, how about this, Darren? We take a break of this one and you can answer to Daniel after the break. Daniel, we can do this. Daniel, can we do that?
100%. Let's do it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Daniel Tolson directly from Taiwan analyzing the voice of the Darren Caves Davis and to improve his, to become the beast bigger than me. So thank you for listening. Business Insights with Mario and Darren. And Darren, now take a short break with our guest in studio, Dr. Joe Isaac and Daniel Tolson from Taiwan directly.
Alive 90.5.
16 minutes to 2, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Darren. And, here's Mario.
Like, I was just so small to be missed in the studio, just 165 kilos and my 2.5 meters height. Daniel, I'd just like to ask you one question because we analyzed it, Darren, very closely. Now, I know that you are being so accurate with it, Darren, but I'd like to ask you, so, how do people can benefit from this by contacting you and analyzing using that artificial intelligence in a business world or privately?
In a business world, when you increase your level of self-awareness, you start to unlock more of your potential. And about 84% of the population have this feeling of unfulfilled potential. They have this feeling of this superpower inside of them, but they feel that something's blocking them. And so what I say is that if you're aware of a strength, you can use it. But if you don't know you have a strength, then you can never use it. It's like my grandfather used to hide money under the bed, and we're in New Zealand, and he hid the money under the bed, and we drove 100 kilometres south, and he put his hand in the pocket to buy lunch, and he had no lunch. He had no money for lunch. He had money. He just didn't know where it was. And so we can have these superpowers, and once we become aware of them, we can start to utilise them. So in a business, you can become a more effective leader. You can become a much more empathetic manager. And in your personal life, you can become a better lover, a better partner, a better father, a better mother, a better spouse. And so if there's an area of your life that you want to improve, emotional intelligence will always help you become more effective.
I'm just blown away because, you know, we talk quite often in a studio about emotional intelligence, and we're meeting so many people, Darren and myself. However, this is the breakthrough, I would say, you know what I mean, particularly from the expert like yourself who's coming from that field, emotional intelligence, using artificial intelligence to help people to become the superhuman. Say, what do you think, Darren, about this one? You know what I mean, would you accept, you know what I mean, to be not coached and guided by Daniel, but artificial intelligence help you to become the superhuman? Because my understanding of superhuman is the strength, you know what I mean, honestly, like that's my I'm
would
so
say,
backwards.
And this is how I like to play out my life, is that any sort of information about me as a machine being a human, because that's all we are in the end,
mm-hmm.
is beneficial for me to understand so I can actually improve the machine.
Dr. Joe? We're sort of interrupting, you know what I mean, into transferring money in our accounts, Darren and myself, you know what I mean? $1 million each. And Daniel from the, who is in Thailand. So Daniel, he makes a breakthrough because this is the very first time I'm hearing artificial intelligence helping, you know what I mean, to create the superhumans. You know, how far we can go in developing our brain as a humans? Is there any limit?
Very good question. There is no limit. It's all acquired.
Mm-hmm.
And as I shared, I think me and Daniel admire Daniel and admire the way we both look at results. And I've done something similar to this, but very, I wouldn't say similar. I actually can't say similar. I want to be descriptive to his artificial intelligence. But because we like to show people results, and this is the thing, when people come and work with us in our seminars, workshops, we want to show them for themselves. We don't want to tell them, you were like this and now you are. So in a brief experiment, we used to invite people when they come to our public speaking programs on the very first day and record their voice and tell them, hey, introduce yourself. Tell us something about yourself.
Are you talking about Daniel Tolson or somebody else?
No, I'm not talking about. Sorry, I'm talking about our
general
audience.
General speaking. Yeah.
So they will come and they will record themselves. We'll keep the environment identical. So the same mic, same distance, everything same, and the same person. Then we'll run the program and we'll train them and we'll do all the exercises. And after that 1 week, on the Friday, we do the recording on Monday, 30 seconds. And then we do the same recording again on a Friday. Say, now, you had your script that you've written, you've introduced yourself. Now I want you to introduce yourself again, Friday. And then we looked at the audio waves. This is why I'm saying it's not like Daniel's, but it's kind of around that figure. We told them, okay, look at your waves, these sound waves on a sound software like Audio Audition, right?
Yeah.
Audition, you can see their waves on Monday when they were introducing themselves. And they're saying their exact script that they have written again on Friday, and you can see there's significant rise in the waves, the cadence, the intonation, the way they expressed it. And I say, now, I ask you that question. When you joined on Monday, how was your confidence on a scale 0 to 10? How would you rate your confidence now on a scale 0 to 10 on a Friday? And the numbers were consistent with the waves.
I just going to say something. Darren said something very important at the beginning, something about your voice. But I always wanted to sound like a Daniel Tolson. Look, you know, this man, is Daniel still with us online?
Yeah, Daniel's here.
Oh, okay, thank God. Okay, I was speaking to him, he doesn't listen anymore. I like to say personally thank you to Daniel Tolson
behaving.
Because, you know, one thing I heard today several times, know about Orgasm, Harry Met Sally, whatever it was. I never watched that movie. I know it's Al Pacino, that movie. Did you saw that, Darren? Okay, so, you know, Daniel, he said how this works for you when you ask a question. You know, if I give you advice, you should ask me how this works for you. Now, and that's a very valuable thing. Secondly, Daniel and Joe, they interconnected simultaneously with a day, you know, interest accreditations and authorities. Now, Darren, I want to be the smarter, absolutely, and I wanted to take it from Daniel, that software. So, Daniel, for the because we had a few more minutes before the end of the show, Daniel, tell us more how the people can contact you and how they can reach you, and then, you know, I mean, what they need to be prepared to train with you. Because I said, like, I know one thing I learned. I wanted to talk up like you. I can't remove my accent. I will not anymore. But the thing is, you know, that software sounds to me very beneficial for everybody. So if everybody wants to utilize your skills, personal level, and as a coach, and plus that software, how they can come contact with you, where they can see demonstration of that software, and you know, how can they upload their voice, and you take it further.
Well, one of the first things that I say, Mario, is that our mind is like a parachute. It only works when it's open.
I listen after this show today, darling. Seriously, I'm going to have the some pills because Joe, he says one thing, Daniel just a top up, you know what I mean? And after this, I'm going to be so pumped with my brain. So what do you mean by parachute?
Well, if you jump out the back of an aircraft and your parachute's not open, you're going to come crashing to the ground. So a parachute only works when it's open, and that's like your mind. And for people who come to work with me, I say, you've got to have a mind that's like a parachute, and it only works when it's open. So people who are really open to trying something different. You know, when you go to the doctor does an x-ray. So if you think you've fractured a bone, the doctor does an x-ray. And once the doctor does the diagnostic, you look at the x-ray together and you say, it's fractured or it's not. And so what this artificial intelligence does is it takes a deep x-ray inside to your brainwave frequencies. And then what we do together is we work through here and we explore what's happened in your life. We explore some of your emotional weaknesses and how you can correct them. And then we look at your strengths and how you can utilize them and optimize them. So if people would like to learn more about this and like to see a demonstration, you can go to my website, danieltolson.com, or you can write to me personally and I'll respond personally. My email address is Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, at Daniel Tolson, D-A-N-I-E-L, Tolson, T-O-L-S-O-N.com, and I'll reply to you personally and I'll show you via video how this works.
And if I may ask you one more favor, when we finish this radio show, maybe today on a weekend, if you don't mind, just take a small video, you know what I mean, what the software again it is, you know, that you spoke with us and how they can reach you again. So, you know what I mean, to our listeners today on our website, alive905.com.au, there will be podcast with Daniel Tolson directly from Taiwan. You should listen to this one because it's going to assist you very well. Daniel, thank you for being our guest today.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Daniel, we should maybe rock and roll, a little bit short break or... Absolutely. Yes, no.
Are we ready to finish up today? Or?
Well, no. Are you ready to finish up? No, we're going to stay. We don't
no,
just
I
joke.
Think we're
just
ready
joking.
To finish up because with the song,
yes, of course. Yeah, look, we're going to finish for today because it's already, you know, next show is coming 2 o'clock. Darren and myself are saying to you goodbye for the now, and we'll see you on hear you on next Friday at 12 to 2 p.m. on Business Insights with Mario and Darren. I'd like to say thank you, Darren, for being the part of this conversation with Daniel and his artificial intelligence software, which is going to help you to build better yourself, like to say, Dr. John Isaac. Thank you very much for being our guest today, John.
Thank you.
Darren, weekend is going to be burning, 26 degrees.
Not burning. Stay tuned for The Pass, Paul and Steve Show, up after the news at 2 o'clock.
And thank you, everybody. Come on our website, alive905.com.au. Today, after 6 p.m. or 7 p.m., there's going to be the podcast with Dr. Joe Isaac and Daniel Tolson. And have a nice weekend, everybody. Goodbye.
Alive 90.5.